This is JIS News. Coming up, construction to begin on diagnostic centers in rural Jamaica. Industry Ministry introduces Logistics Hub essay competition, and sugarcane farmers urged to adopt best practices to increase production. Details after the break.
Yes, indeed. It's Parents Month. So come out this Saturday, November 9th to the Grandparenting Village at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. There will be roundtable discussions, tips on good parenting, displays, a children's village, and so much more. That's the Parenting Village this Saturday, November 9th at the Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. Brought to you by the National Parenting Support Commission. Supported by NCB, Events to Events, and Royal Computers. And admission, it's free.
Now the news. Construction is to begin next month on the establishment of 3 diagnostic and care centers to cater to students with special education needs in rural Jamaica. The diagnostic centers are being constructed at specified teachers' colleges across the island.
Construction is starting in December at Sam Sharp, and we have existing space at Church Teachers College, and we expect to have space also at Case, at Pastor Gardens, and so we're now sourcing equipment for all 3 centers.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites speaking at the 8th staging of the Caribbean Child Research Conference Thursday. Mr. Thwaites says he hopes to have the centers up and running by the end of the first quarter in 2014. The centers will alleviate the need for parents to take their children to Kingston for assessment at the Micro Child Assessment and Research in Education Center, currently the only such facility on the island. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce has introduced a Logistics Hub essay competition. This is part of a continued thrust to heighten awareness about the Logistics Hub initiative. Themed Jamaica's Global Logistics Hub, the big opportunity for Jamaica and the world, the competition is open to Jamaicans living in Jamaica who fit into one of 2 entry categories, ages 15 to 21 years or 22 to 35 years. Essays should show significant understanding of the theme and evidence of research, with all references cited. All entries must be double-spaced using either Arial or Times New Roman font and must include the name, phone number, address, and email of the entrant. Entries must be delivered by 2 p.m. on December 15, 2013 to the Communications Department at the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, 4 St. Lucia Avenue, Kingston 5, or via email to logisticsessay@miic.gov.jm. Employees of the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce and their immediate family members are not eligible to enter. The Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment is accepting applications for entertainment events to be included in the 2014 calendar of events for its Reggae Month, Kingston in February initiative. Senior Director of Entertainment in the Ministry, Gillian Wilkinson-McDaniel, says the initiative, aimed at attracting more visitors to Kingston, provides local and international promotion for the events selected. It's also aimed at increasing economic activities from entertainment events for local entrepreneurs.
This project is actually being marketed through JTB and all of the marketing push that comes through JTB. So it will have international promotion both in North America and in UK, in our diaspora markets. The value is to have your event being marketed and promoted internationally and locally by us.
To be considered, the event must fall between February 1 to 28, 2014, be held in Kingston and St. Andrew Metropolitan Region, and the proposed activity should be reggae-related. Interested persons are invited to complete and submit the request for endorsement form found on the Ministry's website at mot.gov.jm/entertainment. Application closes Monday, November 11 at 3 p.m. And sugarcane farmers in Trelawney and St. James are being encouraged to join forces and adopt best practices to significantly increase production. Attorney General and Member of Parliament for the area, Patrick Atkinson, says this is necessary to ensure growth in the country's economy. He says there's a need for Jamaica to continue maximizing production of sugarcane, and farmers must now aim to produce no less than 35 tons per acre. Mr. Atkinson says farmers must therefore sit together and seriously plan to significantly increase sugarcane yield. He was speaking at the annual general meeting of the Trelawney and St. James Cane Growers Association recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.